Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Tide Singer, written by Eloise Williams and read by Claire Morgan. Chapter 1. 1895. Carrington Crowe. Our family have owned the funeral parlour in Carrington Crowe and been the cemetery keepers for as long as history can remember. They're important jobs. The town is small and everyone knows each other, so we all feel the loss when someone dies. There are no bodies in the parlour today, so I'm free to make candles without being surrounded by dead people. At least when they are here, Dar weighs their eyelids with coins, and I'm used to it. I've been around dead bodies since I was a baby. Still, it is good to have room to roll and melt the wax without being crowded. It also means I can curse when I sting my fingers on hot beeswax without fear of being heard by someone coming to pay their respects. The warm smell of melting wax fills the air. I think proudly of how Dar and I make sure people who have passed over are treated well. After the dead have been photographed with their family, we bring them to the parlour and lay them out gently. Dar builds their coffins to size, and I put ornaments and keepsakes in with them. Then lay an embroidered cloth over their body. There is a neat pile of cloth on a shelf by the window, waiting to be decorated with initials and patterns of stitches. We take the coffins to our island cemetery by carrying them down the coffin tunnel. It leads from our backyard to the harbour, where our boat is moored. The tunnel is narrow because smugglers dug it by hand many years ago, so we have to be careful not to bang the coffins against the edges. As we sail to the island, I make conversation with the coffins, telling them what kind of day it is. I know the dead can't hear me, but it comforts their families to know that I do it, as letting go of a loved one is hard. We bury them on the island, and I leave blessings and candles at their graves so their resting place will look beautiful. The candles I'm making now are to replace the ones on the island that have been eaten by mice and other hungry animals. I feel proud when I think of the hard work and care Dar and I have put into making the island a gentle place despite the worst of weathers. Thinking of the storms makes me shudder. We have had so many, and they have caused so much grief and devastation. Several local fishing boats have been lost, along with the men on board. The storms have been happening so often that everyone talks about the legend of the Tide Singers. People want an explanation for the relentless bad weather. The Tide Singers are said by some to be an evil sea people who charm storms with their singing. They draw sailors in the wrong direction to destroy boats on the rocks. It is said that the Tide Singers hide in the waters around the cemetery island, but I don't believe a word of it. People like storytelling and exaggeration here in our town, where the losses at sea are plenty and there is no one to blame. Thankfully, the last few days have been calm. I saw the fishermen setting out again this morning beneath a clear sky.